Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spilled slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in the snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would've done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's
yeah.
Kind of know I'm
trying
to,
tell me what y'all
nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a lack before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I tap. Count
one, two,
tell
me what y'all
to
do. Three, four,
it's
time for all
your
suggestions. Rock and roll till you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll till you're rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start.
Here we go.
One,
two, tell me what y'all to do. Three, four, it's time for all your suggestions. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. Five, six, get up inside the mix. Seven, eight, it's time to motivate. Rock and roll, then you're rolling rock.
And tonight's conversation is the green flags and relationships. The green flags in a relationship. Yes, there are some red flags, but there are also green flags in a relationship. And the green flags are the ones that I guess we should pay attention to. The red flags, too, if they are that serious enough. I remember this friend of mine who told me that you know, he's a gentleman friend, a little older and extremely wise. He said, what is manifested during a courtship will be manifested in a relationship and could possibly explode in a marriage if it goes that far or if it's that bad. What is manifested during the courtship will be manifested when you marry. Good and or bad behavior will become 2.0 when you marry in the grand scheme of things. This is why you should experience all aspects of an individual before you take that leap into marriage, especially during the dating stages of your relationship, because the relationship does have its dating stages. It has that in the beginning stage when you feel like you're in high school and, you know, you got butterflies, you get butterflies in your stomach and you don't want to hang up and you talk all night. Those are beginning stages of the relationship. The middle stages are the getting to know you stage, wherein they should see all sides of you, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. There should be no surprises before, after, or during the relationship. You should know someone 100%. That is, if you're serious about that person. I had this guy tell me one time that he was shocked when he came home and he found his wife smoking weed in the backyard. And I was like, really? Why were you shocked? He was like, because I didn't know she smoked weed. And I said to him, how could you not know that your wife smoked weed? How could you not know that during the courtship? And he went on to tell me, no matter what he said, I thought, wow, he must have really been asleep or not paying attention, because how could you not know that this person smoked weed? If that's the case, that would have been one of the questions that I had during the courtship. So there should be no surprises. He said that he was appalled because he never knew. You know, he felt like that was something that she hid. Really? But is that something that you asked? Because I think that you should always ask a person if they drink, if they smoke, weed, regular cigarettes, cigars, you know, whatever. These are all questions that should come up during a courtship. Because I think that when there are secrets, when you're walking in this relationship, and if there are secrets during a courtship, this creates ambiguity. And it creates ambiguity on every level. Because if a partner is hiding one thing, they could be definitely hiding much more. Red flag number one. The green flag is just the opposite, because it speaks of total honesty. You're going to be totally honest. Men and women should be transparent in their relationships, especially when they develop a love and a caring for each other. You should be willing, in fact, to get naked. Naked, intimately, mentally, before you're naked, physically. Especially if you and that individual have a kindred vibe or a kindred bond. In my personal opinion, I think physical intimacy should be the last course of action, especially since the consummation between individuals can sometimes blur the lines of common sense. And there's nothing wrong with being in love. You just have to take common sense with you. And you can take common sense with you when all doors and lines of communication are open and honest. You should be honest, because you need to determine if that person is right for you. And in order to do so, you're going to need common sense. You can't be blinded by the love, because it just might be something with that individual that could hurt you in the long run or hurt you in the end. This is why common sense is definitely needed. For those of you who may be just tuning in to Conversations of a Sister, here on Blog Talk Radio and live on my YouTube channel, we're talking about the green flags and the relationship. And yes, I have someone live chatting me, and that is why I was thrown off at the opening of the show, because they started live chatting me. And that's my fault, because I really should not be looking at the live chat, because I need to look and pay attention to other things. But as I was stating, green flags in a relationship. Men and women need to be transparent in their relationships, because I think that's very important. I don't think that there should be surprises in the beginning, in the middle, or toward the end. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes some people don't share everything in the beginning, and that's fine. But if the relationship is going somewhere, or if you find yourself getting serious, you should share everything. I don't think there should be any surprises, because I think that it is best in a relationship when you have open and honest communication. That's green flag number one. Open and honest communication. So if you want to have open and honest communication, and you want to be able to also have common sense. I'm saying common sense, not perfection, because nobody's perfect. We are all subject to fault and flaws, which brings me to green flag number two. Your partner should always be willing to apologize and admit when they are wrong. Because when they can admit that they are wrong, or when you both can conclude and concede that you are wrong, then you are on your way to building a healthy and happy relationship. Because I think that there should be a soft spot for apologies. There should be a soft spot when you want to admit that you're wrong. And sometimes we need days or months or hours to think about it. But when you're wrong, you're wrong. And at some point in a relationship, that admission should come, because you need to admit and apologize when you are wrong, because that is a part of open, honest, and healthy communication. Because when you're going to keep it naked, you can only do so by being honest and open. If you're not honest and open, and there is no transparency, then why continue? Somewhere you need to have this type of intimacy, of an openness and an honesty. You need to be honest. Honesty should be a practice, not a dare or a thought. But it should be something that you practice. Because if you practice honesty, you can easily live according to what you're honest about. A lie needs to be remembered. But when you're honest, it flows automatically. So if your partner cannot accept responsibility and apologize when they are wrong, that's red flag number three. And I may be losing track of the number of these red flags, but at the end of the day, it's a red flag. Not being open, not being honest is a red flag. Huge red flag. Because if you're not open and you're not honest, then how can you trust? Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to trust the person that you may potentially be spending the rest of your life with. You want to be able to trust them. And the only way you can trust them is through transparency, the openness, and the honesty of the relationship. And if you feel like being open and honest is going to turn the person off or, you know, kill the relationship, then there's something very wrong with that. Because when you're going to get naked, you should be able to get naked. And if that person truly loves you and are interested in you, they'll be able to accept this flaw or this weakness, provided it is not a deal breaker. Because some things ought to be a deal breaker. I think another green flag is relationships that are supportive. Partners, he and or she should support you in your every endeavor. They should support you. They should support and cheer your personal growth. It should be supported because that type of support matters. You want to get involved with someone who knows what you're doing, who knows what you're into, you know, because if they're not supportive of you, then that's a red flag. That's a red flag. You should not have partners that are not supportive or have an interest or an excitement in what you do or what you accomplish, because that's very important. They should be willing to pitch in or willing to add their two cents, provided you ask. That's a part of being supportive. Partners should be your biggest cheerleaders, if that is where the relationship takes you. Because being supportive is important. I don't know. For me, it is. I wear many hats. And in my many roles, I would need a partner who is supportive. Because if they can't support me, then I don't see how the relationship can continue. And that support is a two-way street. It goes both ways. It really does. And when I say that they should be your biggest cheerleaders, I'm talking verbally and emotionally. They shouldn't mind telling you that they're proud of you. They shouldn't mind telling you what you did right. They shouldn't mind giving you constructive criticism. And that's something that you should be open to receive. Because after all, you're being open and honest in your communication. Another green flag in the relationship. Open and honesty. Now, there are times when they're going to have to impart tough love. Because tough love is necessary. But we must be able to distinguish when love is tough or simply abusive. We have to know when someone is being abusive, and abusiveness should never be tolerated. Abuse is a huge red flag in a relationship that no one should tolerate under any circumstances whatsoever. If you are abused in the courtship, during the courtship, you will be abused in the marriage. Why? Because that abuse will escalate in your marriage. And that's a huge red flag, abuse. Because no one should be abused mentally, physically, verbally, emotionally, or psychologically. Because sometimes when people abuse you psychologically and mentally, they have a better way of controlling you. It's also called manipulation. And there is no room for that in a healthy relationship. There should be no room for abuse. Because when you tolerate abuse, you're being accepting of it. And it should never be accepted. Ladies and gentlemen, if I cannot stress this more, please do not entertain or marry abusers. That is a major red flag. And I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it can also be generational. So be leery of your connections. Find out everything you need to know about the person you might potentially spend the rest of your life with. Because like I said, some things can be generational. Search my past shows when I address generational curses, because generational curses are repeaters. And we don't know when we are hooking up with someone who might have abuse as a generational curse. And how is it addressed? How is it dealt with? How? How was it dealt with? Was his father an abuser? So now he's abusive. Was her mother an abuser? And now she's abusive. Are there alcoholics in the family? All of these issues have a potential to manifest in your relationships. And you have to catch them. And the only way to catch them is being open and honest in your relationships. Because, see, we need to be able to determine red and green flags. Perfect example. Everybody was, you know, taken back by the Super Bowl entertainment halftime. It was awesome. It was off the hook. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she was like, oh, my God. She said, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, they still got it. She said, but every time I saw Dr. Dre or look at Dr. Dre, it's hard to believe that he was an abuser. But he was an abuser of women. And Miss Chalet told it best. She said that when she first started dating him, she was young, and he would come home or he would come in, and he would just hit her. He would just abuse her. And because she saw abuse and she was raised in abuse, she thought it was normal. So they were both dealing with generational curses, but on different ends. So she saw this early on in the relationship. And because she saw it growing up, she thought it was normal. So this is why she stayed, because she couldn't recognize that being a red flag in her relationship, because she thought it was normal. We need to know what to normalize in our relationships. We need to know what's healthy and what is not. Because when you can determine what's not healthy, then you would be able to determine what you need to address in your relationships, or if it is even worth being addressed at all. Because there's just some relationships, let's face it, that we won't be able to have. And it's simply because they are either toxic or not healthy. And toxic and not healthy is a red flag. What I will tell you is, trust, honesty, transparency, laughter, open and honest communication, those are all green flags in your relationship. And with it being Black History Month and the African-American flag is red, green, and black, why not talk about that? Why not talk about the red that represents maybe the negativity or the stop in your relationship, and the green representing when it's a go, and the black understanding what needs to come to light, because nothing can come to light if it is hidden. And if you are not open and honest in your relationships, that thing will be hidden, and it will be hidden long enough to manifest when you take that relationship to the next level. And when you take it to the next level, it just might be too late. And no matter what, you want to get out of anything happy, healthy, and alive. Because everyone can't say that, especially those who have been abused. And that is what. So when we think about relationships during this month and every month of reflection, let's look at how our relationships should be healthy. And if they are not, we should be able and willing to address what's unhealthy so that we can eradicate it in order for it to continue, if it should be continued. But that is only something that you will be able to determine. So I thank you for tuning in tonight for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation was, what are those green flags in your relationship? And yes, bloggers, I saw your comments. For those of you who started to comment, I appreciate them all. I understand, but I don't think that you should allow whatever that last relationship looked like, to dictate your relationships in the future. You have too much in you to do that. And how can I say that? Because we are all human beings. We are made of love, and we should love and give love with one another, whether that be in healthy relationships, our relationships with our girlfriends, relationships with our partners. The relationships should look healthy, and they look healthy by being green, because green means go. Green means to continue. But if it's going to remain red, then no, that's a hard stop. So I thank you for tuning in tonight, and I hope you will join me in my conversation next week. Until then, well.
Somebody said every day was gonna be sunny skies. Only Marvin Gaye in lingerie. I guess somebody died. God, it's just stepping in, just fighting, then don't touch me. Then it let out the madness, just come late. All these plays. Sometimes you're my enemy.